before I begin my homily, a short word of gratitude to each of you, the parishioners here at Blessed Sacrament, for all the prayers and support you have given me over the past 7 years of my formation, and in a sense, longer than that, since I've been a parishioner here, since before I was one. Your prayers and support have really guided me here and carried me here to this place, to last Thursday night where I was ordained a deacon for the church. A great blessing and a great calling that the Lord has given to me. And I'm so grateful for all your prayers and support, for without it, I do not believe I would be here today. Also, a word of gratitude to Father Luke and to Father Borkenhagen for their shining priestly hearts that have helped form me as I've stayed with them every time I'm home from break, I stay with them at the rectory. And their shining example spurs me on to continue on my formation and to dive deeper into the heart of Jesus. So I thank them as well. As Father mentioned before Mass, this week has been a whirlwind. 7 deacons on Thursday were ordained, and yesterday morning, 3 priests. A tremendous gift and blessing for our diocese. And this morning we have 3 priests who are probably very nervous for their first Masses this afternoon. We are blessed as a diocese to have well over 40 seminarians, maybe closer to 50 for this upcoming year. But do not let that keep you from praying for more vocations, praying for good holy men to arise from our parishes and our pews to follow the Lord's call. We're blessed this morning to have all of our seminarians here this morning. I can't keep track. Henry, Tristan, Benjamin, and Andrew. We are blessed as a parish to have these 4 men answer the Lord's call to follow him to seminary. And as I received your prayers and support, I can count on you to pray for them as well and to keep them in line if you have to. Now to the real homily. How close do you think the Lord wants to be to you? As you ponder that question, you might have an initial reaction. You might say, based on your study and what you know of Jesus, yeah, he wants to be close to me. Or the other extreme, I'm sure he wants to keep me at least an arm's length from me, if not further, for many reasons. And I challenge both of those responses with the words that Jesus told us in our gospel this morning. Jesus said, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." His words of being within us, to dwell within us, I think that's much closer than we can even imagine. And it's obviously way closer than keeping us at an arm's length. As he said at the beginning, "Whoever loves me will keep my word." This isn't a servile service or out of slavery or fear, but it's a response. Because the only way we've earned this love is because he loves us first. God moves in our hearts first to love us. And we respond to that with our own love and to follow his commandments. And when we do, these words of the gospel ring true. Our bodies and our souls become temples of the Holy Spirit, of God the Father and God the Son. It's too far beyond our comprehension to really be able to say, "I understand that fully." I don't even understand it fully, but that's okay. As long as we acknowledge and we live out of that reality and we respond in faith, saying, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you long to live within me and that you do." And when we do, it brings about true peace and freedom and joy that the world cannot touch. No matter what trials come upon us, this love will remain in us and we can encounter whatever is thrown at us. It is not as the world gives. As the world gives peace, it quickly fades. But as Jesus gives to us his love and his peace, it remains no matter what. this morning at the Eucharist, I invite you to one thing, to ask the Lord for a deeper desire for this reality. Because far too often, our desires fall way short of where the Lord desires for us. Ask the Lord to spur on a desire to have him living within us, so that when we go out into the world, people will see us and wonder, who is this living within him or her? I want that. It's not by any fancy language that we speak, no fancy words, but it's by our actions, our love, that changes and melts hearts for Christ, which is what we are called to do. How wonderful it would be if people saw you and asked, what church do you go to? And you respond, the Church of the Blessed Sacrament, because there we are formed in love. I'll end with one of my favorite saints, a quote by St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, a Carmelite nun who lived in the late 19th century, early 20th century in Dijon, France. And in her collection of letters, it's just littered with calls to receive the Lord's love, not to necessarily love him, but to receive it in our own hearts. Because we are frail human beings who cannot do anything on our own but sin. But the Lord delights into coming to us to forgive us our sins and to dwell within us. And in this quote, I invite you to listen to it as if it's the Lord speaking it to you. She says, "It is I who come, and I bring you unknown joy. I will enter into the depths of your being. I have rested and reposed in you. Now possess yourself and repose in me."